Police and Joint Counter-Terrorism Task Forces say investigations will continue into a group of Australian women and children with links to the IS group who have returned to Sydney and Melbourne. The group are understood to be the last Australians in the Al-Roj camp in Syria, where families of IS group fighters have been held since 2019. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke says no assistance was provided to the group, and any individuals who have committed crimes would face the full force of the law. Liberal MP Philip Thompson says he does not support the group's return to Australia.
I'm from Townsville. I don't want any of these ISIS members there. We do not support this. This is a national security risk. To have them come back here to Australia or to come to Australia demonstrates that this government has no spine and lacks the fortitude to do what's right.